It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah, who
charging
are
a fortune for this exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or
Paris.
You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A man has been slammed, and I mean slammed, for not offering his seat to a heavily pregnant woman on a bus, but has insisted it's not his fault she decided to have a baby. He even defended his decision by saying he's on his feet all day at work, so deserves to sit down while travelling home. The man normally drives to work, but was without a car for a week, and he went on to explain that his job involves him being on his feet for 10 hours straight, so he genuinely cherishes being able to sit down on the bus before his 20-minute walk for the bus stop home. Here's what he wrote online. So, last night I'm on the bus and a very heavily pregnant lady gets on. She looks around for a seat only to find that there are no seats available. There's only one left. I'm the closest to her, so she starts giving me the eyes. I had my headphones on and tried to pretend I couldn't see her. But once she started talking to me, it became inevitable. I wasn't rude or anything. I just told her, no, I've had a long day and my feet are sore. I don't want to give up my seat. I told her I'm sorry, but that was her personal choice and she can't expect other people to accommodate her life choices. Now, he's being slammed as being a sexist pig. While others are agreeing with him that being pregnant isn't a disability and isn't necessarily a reason to be given a seat on a bus. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. I would love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. What do you make of this guy saying, nah, you're not getting me seats. I don't care if you're pregnant. That was your life choice. You were really annoyed when you read this.
Yeah, because I've been there. I've been on a bus.
My wife, pregnant?
No. My wife has been pregnant 3 times.
Yeah.
And I've been on public transport with her on the Lewis and stuff like that. And I was shocked by the amount of people who wouldn't give up. And now I'm talking about obviously pregnant, you know.
About to drop.
As in, you know, final term when the bump is out there and a blind man could see that she's pregnant.
Yep.
And I've had to go up to people on the Lewis and physically
say to them, get up off that seat, my wife is standing on the loose. Because we'd be going from, sometimes we'd be going from Sandyford stop all the way into Stephen's Green, which is like 40 minutes. Mm. And I'm not going to have her standing for 40 minutes. So I've gone up to people in the past on the Lewis and said to them,
get up.
Well, not get up. You'll have to get up off your seat. Not asking them, telling them, you'll have to get up off your seat because my wife is pregnant. It's sickening that you have to do that, actually.
And so you've gone over and said, get up.
No, again, what I said was, you'll have to get up. That's what I've said to them.
Well, okay, so explain to me then why somebody has to get up. The signs on the Lewis ask, or on public transport generally, ask us to give up our seats for somebody who is elderly or somebody who is disabled, and clearly disabled.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember seeing a sign saying, please give this seat to a pregnant woman. Maybe there is a sign, but I've never seen it.
But actually, Dublin Bus a few years ago, it was either Dublin Bus or Lewis, brought out badges like they have on the Tube. You know, in the Tube, people wear badges when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
And it says, please give up the seat, I'm pregnant. Either Lewis or Dublin Bus brought them out. Now, my wife used to wear one, and people would still ignore her. And you know what they do? The crafty little buggers. What they would do is, when they'd see the... This is how disgusting these people are. When they'd see a pregnant woman getting on, I'd be getting on with my wife, yeah?
Yeah.
And they'd see that she was pregnant. And because they didn't want to give up the seat, they'd put their head down into a piece of paper or they'd be on their phone. Deliberately wouldn't look
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And deliberately wouldn't look
up. The point I'm making is, there is no obligation on people to give up a seat. Okay, so your wife was pregnant, tough.
Oh, jeez.
That's a life choice. As that guy said, it is a life choice to become pregnant. And if you can't cope while you're pregnant with being on public transport, then drive your car.
You serious?
No, I really am. Now, if it's sitting on a seat, and I saw this a couple of months ago, a young fellow of about 15 sitting on a seat with an old man standing beside him. I told him to get up off the fucking seat, you lazy bastard, up. The man didn't even ask him. I asked him to get up off the seat. Well, no, I told him to get up off
the
seat.
So you don't think...
But that's different. This man was clinging on for dear life. He wasn't pregnant. He was just old.
So would you give up a seat for a pregnant woman?
I'm not going to have her standing right beside me while I'm sitting on a seat, but I would be in a rush.
If you were on the Lewis and you saw a woman down the other end of the carriage and she was in her final trimester, about to pop, you just keep your head down?
Yeah, probably. Here, there is the other side of this coin. I remember one person telling me that they offered a seat to a pregnant woman on a bus. It was on a Dublin bus, and he was told, you remember this story, he was told, piss off, do I look disabled? That's what he was told.
Yeah, but most pregnant women...
That would turn me off ever offering a seat to a woman because she's pregnant.
Oh, okay.
But you remember that story.
Yeah, okay. If it was your wife that was pregnant on the Lewis and she came home crying... Because
she had to come home crying.
Well, sorry.
Talk about drama. Why would she come home crying?
Okay, this is
because somebody wouldn't give her a seat.
This is coming, no, because they were in so much pain. Again, you've no idea what it's like.
Well, obviously I have.
By the way, you're going to find nobody agreeing with you because you're just off the wall with that opinion.
Okay. Well, here, Jennifer Costello there on Facebook. Okay, she's already agreed with me.
Okay, we'll give Jennifer a buzz then.
Naomi, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Naomi. Naomi, have you ever been pregnant?
I'm pregnant at the moment.
Ah, congratulations. Okay. So, if I saw you today on a bus, would I know you were pregnant?
Not really, no.
Okay, so it's a little bit early. So in the coming weeks and months, it will become obvious that you're pregnant. What's your view on whether or not people should be giving up seats to pregnant women on buses?
Well, I mean, like, I'm 7 months along, so, like, it's just not obvious. But I find it kind of hard to stand up for too long. So I kind of hope that someone, if they were to see someone who's visibly pregnant, to stand up and offer the seat, because it's very hard for someone to have that extra bit of weight on top of you. Like, when you're walking around, you need to sit down every now and again, like, you get tired and stuff. So I think that someone would, but I don't think it's mandatory.
No, it isn't. And in fact, I'm not aware of any signs on buses saying give up your seat to a pregnant woman.
No, because there shouldn't have to be a sign. By the way, Naomi, I wouldn't be that nice to Adrian if I were you, because he thinks what you're going through at the moment, by the way, is a walk in the park.
No, I didn't say... When did I say that? Stop making stuff up.
No, but you do.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Okay.
What I said was, Naomi, who's pregnant, and people like Naomi, who are pregnant, aren't disabled, aren't physically incapable of...
Do you know what happens to a woman's body in the final trimester about water retention on the ankles?
Swollen ankles, all of that. Yeah, no, I understand all that, yeah. I have been there. However,
you've been pregnant.
The point is, this guy who didn't give up his seat, yeah, he said that I told her I'm sorry, but that was her personal choice and she can't expect other people to accommodate her life choices. Now, what do you say to that, Naomi?
Well, I don't think that's a fair comment at all. I think that he was a little bit out of order. I wouldn't go as far as calling him sexist, just kind of inconsiderate, because he doesn't know what it feels like. Like, the average extra weight of a fetus that's 9 months old is something like 3.5 kilos. So could you imagine carrying around 3.5 kilos on top of your actual weight and being told no? I think it's just, it's not nice, but I wouldn't go as far as calling them sexist.
Okay, no, but by the way, I've seen women not getting up out of their seat for pregnant women. So it's not just a man thing. I believe women are as likely to do it or not do it, as the case may be. Is it not, Naomi, I want to just deal with this for a second. I mentioned a moment ago that a couple of years ago we spoke to somebody on one of our radio shows, and this somebody said, I offered to give my seat up to a pregnant woman and she told me to piss off.
Ah, that's a one in a million.
But it did happen. You remember the call?
Okay,
it did happen.
It happened once, so let's
but her point was, don't patronise me, I'm only pregnant. And Naomi, that is a fact. You're only pregnant.
Oh, yeah. My God. I can't.
I get where you're coming from, but at the end of the day, like, we're also carrying an extra person on top of our natural weight, which is tiring. And yes, in the later stages, it's very, very tiring. But I mean, like, if I was offered, I can decline. It's still polite to offer someone, so I can choose, like, oh, no, I don't want to sit down, or I'd rather
Exactly, and the reason it's not mandatory, the reason they don't have to put up signs there.
By the way, it's not mandatory to give up, unless it's a specific seat. It's not mandatory to give up a seat to an old person either.
The reason I'm saying it doesn't have to be mandatory is because common bloody sense would dictate that if you see a woman who is heavily pregnant, you should do the decent thing and give up the seat. What part of this are you not getting? Considering you have two children.
No, all I'm trying to say is there's no obligation on you.
Ah, there's no... Oh, Jesus.
So I don't know why this guy's been slammed for not... Hang on. The guy said himself, I had a really long, hard day. I was... He said, so last night I'm on the bus and a very heavily pregnant lady gets on. I'm on my feet for 10 hours straight and I genuinely cherish being able to sit down on the bus before my 20-minute walk from the bus stop home. Now, surely he's as entitled to sit on a seat as anybody else. He's been on his feet for 10 hours. Naomi, what do you say to that?
I worked in a place where I also had to be on my feet all day, every day for 8 hours, looking after kids. So I understand where he's coming from, but I think...
You still think you deserve the seat more than him?
I wouldn't say I deserve it. I would...
Sorry, Naomi.
Sorry.
Don't. Sell yourself short there. You do deserve it more.
Deserve it?
You were
guy was working 10 hours straight on his feet.
I don't give a shit. You were carrying...
You've never worked 10 hours on your feet.
I have. You were carrying precious cargo, Naomi. Never make excuses. Pregnant people should be treated with kid gloves and they should be treated with all the compassion in the world. To the point that if I'm in Aldi or Lidl and I see a pregnant woman queuing up, I'll let her go ahead of me in the queue. Because...
It's very patronising. It really is. Now, if you don't mind me saying... Oh, poor little girl, you're pregnant, come on.
Very kind.
Very kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, you don't understand. Okay, yes, I'm just pregnant, but you don't understand what that means. That means standing on my feet for an extra 10 minutes could really hurt me. It could put my back out. Like, you don't understand what it's like.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Naomi, because Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Angela, would you automatically give up a seat to a pregnant woman?
Not anymore, because I offered before, and by God, was I shut down.
Ooh. Now, Jeremy says this sort of thing doesn't happen. So go on, tell me your story.
I was sitting on the Lewis, and there was a very pregnant woman, and she was a couple of she was standing a couple of seats down, and I just gestured her, do you want my seat? And she walked up to me and into my ear and went, I'm pregnant, not fucking disabled.
That's exactly what I said just a couple of minutes ago. That's what I said.
So one bitch, and that's a bitch. One bitch. So,
Jeremy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
right?
Ask me whatever you want.
It's all about this, you know, this woman is standing around and she's pregnant and she's got the extra weight. Would you offer me the seat? Because I'm fat, carry an extra weight.
That's a very good question.
Well, no, you're fat because you're lazy and you have a bad diet. That's the...
And the other woman is pregnant because she had a ride.
Oh, God, that's...
But that's a fact.
Oh, Jeremy, no, you can't back out of this one.
It's a fact.
Really? I'll say... We okay.
Go on.
Let's do it. Angela's admitting. Hang on. Angela's admitting to us that she is fat and she is carrying lots of extra weight. Yeah,
she is. Yeah,
and maybe because of lifestyle choices or whatever. Is that right, Angela?
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. On the other line, we have Naomi, who is pregnant because she had sex.
I can't believe
a lifestyle choice.
Well, I can't believe we're even having this debate. And Naomi, I want to apologise on behalf of you, Adrian, for even making that comparison.
But Angela made the comparison.
Naomi is not fat. Naomi is with child. That is a big
difference.
Wait, that was Naomi's point. Naomi, you still there?
I am.
So should we give? And this is a really good question.
No,
should
not.
You give your seat up to a fat person on a bus?
I get where the other caller is coming from, but I
won't take offense, Naomi. Don't worry.
No, I mean, I wasn't exactly skinny before I got pregnant, so I get where they're coming from, but
here's the reason I'm asking this, and Angela, would you be offended, and I think you probably should be, if somebody were to say to you, would you like this seat, Mrs., because you look very fat?
I turn around and go, cheers for that, thanks very much, yeah, but thanks for telling me. I've been walking around all day, I'm sweating that side off, yeah.
Okay, but in reality, nobody, yeah, I would imagine, ever would give you a seat because you're overweight, is that right?
No.
So similarly, why should Naomi get it? Because she's carrying extra weight.
I'm not even going to...
It's a great comparison.
No, I'm not even going to enter into this conversation because you cannot... Nothing to do with that. You are fast. You are fast because of your lifestyle choice.
And Naomi's pregnant because of her lifestyle choice. It's the same thing.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Okay, I love when we start winning arguments as well.
Well, then the two of you probably believe that companies should give fat leave, like maternity leave then. So if you're fat, you should be allowed to go on leave for 9 months to lose the weight.
No, yeah? That's completely different.
Oh, completely different, yeah.
I mean, you can't work. I work, so why would...
Okay, but let me ask you, Angela. Should somebody who is pregnant expect a seat on a bus? Or I'll turn that around. If you're sitting on a bus and a heavily pregnant woman gets on, should you be giving her that seat?
You shouldn't be giving it to her. You could offer it if you want, but don't expect it. Now, it's manners. I would have always done it before what that woman said, and I obviously offended her, so I'm never going to put myself in that position again. I was brought up to be mannerly to elderly and that. But the thing is, like, I've offered it to elderly people as well, and especially men. They would take offence. And, you know, they're like, listen, I know I'm old, but I'm fine.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not dead. Yeah. And some elderly people do take offence by being offered a seat. Yeah. And you have to do me a favour, Angela. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more of your opinions on this. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, our number, if you're listening live to the show, is 085-825-2626. This is Stephen.
I just want to raise that I don't think you have mentioned safety yet, but if a woman falls when she's on the bus, well, then it's a massive issue, especially if she's heavily pregnant. So I think that's something people are quickly forgetting. My wife is 8.5 months pregnant, and women are also just as bad for not giving up seats on buses, and the likes of being we were in a shopping centre the other day, and not one woman in the queue let her skip the queue when she was bursting to go to the toilet, and she's clearly pregnant. So it's not just a guy thing. I think it's a woman thing as well. People are just so into themselves nowadays. They just forget about everyone.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Perry, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Perry.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Perry. Well, we were talking to Angela just a moment ago, who was saying, well, no, you're only pregnant. And she also got abused by a pregnant woman once.
Yeah, no, that, like, no, there's no, like, need for that or anything like that. Like, if you don't want to see, just say no. There's no need for, like, abuse or anything like that. But then again, it's nice to be offered as well, isn't it?
Okay, have you been pregnant?
Yeah, I've been pregnant twice. Yeah.
You've been pregnant twice, okay. So explain to me, like I'm a child, why if I was sitting on a bus and the bus is full, there's no seats left, and you get on the bus heavily pregnant, why should I get up off my seat? I'm after having a really long day.
Right. Well, that's great for you, wasn't it? I used to do 8-hour shifts, standing on my feet all day. Used to walk in a bar and restaurant. So, like, you'd be stood behind the bar all day. You'd have swollen ankles. You'd have pains. You'd be forcing to go to the toilet the whole time. I used to get the train in or the bus in to walk every day. So it would take about 40 minutes to an hour. I was on the train one of the days and it was full, like full to the brim, like sweating, no windows open, nothing. I was stood there between the carriages and no one would look at you. Like, they
This is the point that we were making, that a lot of people just put their head down, they have their earphones in, they bury themselves into their phone or whatever, anything to catch your eye.
I would rather they were just more upfront and said, you know,
well, this guy has been. He was upfront and he said, no, you're not getting me seats.
Yeah, I prefer they were.
Yeah,
they were just
like, look at you and be like, no, like, do you know what I mean? But, like, they wouldn't look at you. Like, they'd look down the phone and you'd get a side eye or, you know, something like that.
But, Perry, according to Angela, it's the exact same as being fat. That's all it is.
But it's not, though, because you make that choice yourself.
You made the choice to be pregnant yourself, Perry.
Yeah, but you're pregnant. You're being licensed into the world. Like, you're not, like...
And that's what makes it different, is it?
Well, it's not that it makes a difference now. Like, fair enough, it is a life choice. Not everyone wants kids. Not everyone can have kids. Do you know what I mean? But then again, like, a lot of people are brought up to have manners and morals, and it's nice to at least offer. If you don't want to offer, like, at least make eye contact, don't so real. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, Angela, just to go back to you, she's saying there is a difference between being overweight and being pregnant. And again, go on.
Well, what I was saying is the point that was being made is that a pregnant woman is carrying around a lot of extra weight.
And that was the argument, and they've sore ankles and everything else. And your argument is that you are carrying around extra weight as well, and your ankles are probably sore, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, come here, listen, I'm not keeling over or anything, I'm fine, you know. But yeah, sometimes it's like going to town, I'm walking around, and it can be like anyone else, or, you know, your feet are sore.
So you have, you hang, know, on, hang, on, hang on a second, you have, I'm not being rude here, Angela, and I don't want you to get offended by this, but you have the ability, if walking around the city centre is hard for you, lose the waist, that would be my argument. You know, there's nothing that someone like Perry can do if she's pregnant. She is stuck with that weight and that uncomfortable feeling.
You're only talking about 12 weeks, by the way, you're really carrying heavy weight, okay?
It's not like... Before I was pregnant, like, I have been overweight and stuff like that, and, like, I'd never compare being overweight to being pregnant because it's two completely different things. Like, I've been both, and being overweight and stuff, I never expect anyone to give me a seat, you know what I mean? Like, I was on the train, no one offered me a seat. I clapped.
Okay, so again, Perry, I'm asking you, what is the reason you think somebody should give up their seat for you? Is it because you're carrying extra weight, your ankles are swollen, and you feel uncomfortable? Is that the reason?
Yeah, but then a lot
of... Okay, but that's the exact reason that Angela might need the seat as well.
No, but it's not the exact... Hold on. It's not the exact reason, no, because, like, the end of the day, when you're pregnant, you've high blood pressure, you've low blood pressure. Same as being overweight, you have health issues and everything like that. But for a woman to pass out or something on a bus, train, whatever, like, that poor woman could, like, end up hurting herself or hurting her baby.
Okay, so, Angela, really what she's saying is it is more important that a heavily pregnant woman gets a seat. That's really what I'm hearing from her.
Yeah, I am saying that, yeah.
Yeah, so somebody who's overweight... Well. No, hold on. Somebody who's overweight can't have high blood pressure, can't have low blood pressure. A lot of people would have diabetes... You know, so they don't deserve it either.
But have you been pregnant?
No.
You haven't. Okay. So, fair enough, you're overweight and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, like, having the extra weight in you and you're full of water and you're full of everything else, like, until you're actually pregnant and stuff like that, like, I don't think that's a fair thing to say. Like, you can't compare the two.
Okay, you see it as being completely different, Perry, that being pregnant is more uncomfortable than being overweight.
Like, when you're overweight, that's a health issue that you have yourself. But when you have an extra person inside you, like, that's a priority, to look after yourself and that baby that's inside you. So I think it's only fair and right that you're given a seat. And that's genuinely my opinion. Like,
Do you think it is obnoxious of somebody not to give up a seat? Do you think it is the height of ignorance?
No, because everyone has hidden disabilities and stuff, so everyone is offered a seat. I think it's respect and just to be a nice person. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was on the buses, now it was always the older generation that would offer a seat. Like, it would never be anyone my age or that bit older. Do you know what I mean? And you'd get a few.
So is it that people are becoming ruder and ruder, or don't care?
I don't think people care. I think that's a thing. And like, some of the people that would offer, like the men and stuff, obviously they've probably had girlfriends and wives and everything that have been pregnant, so they know where you're coming from. Like, it's just, I do think it's rude. Like, I do think at least put the offer out there, and if the woman says no, then that's up to her. And it's the same in the maternity hospitals as well, when fellas go with their girlfriends.
I've seen the famous photograph of the waiting room, and he's sitting there and there's a heavily pregnant woman standing beside him, and look, that's different. Yeah,
I saw this in the Coombe, the 3 times that I was there as well. The waiting room, there's only a limited amount of seats, and you would have women that are literally, you know, up to their...
It would be like last appointment normally. Like,
yeah, up to, yeah, they'd be in their final trimester. As you said, the last appointment, and they would be standing up, and there would be pigs sitting down on the seat on their phones. Like, it's disgusting.
All right, let me go to...
I know it's off topic a bit, but like, that's pretty much near enough the same thing. Like,
yeah, no, my only issue with that in the likes of the waiting room, yeah, is men don't have to be there. They're there to accompany their partner. They don't have to be there. Therefore, they shouldn't have the bloody seat. But on a bus, the man has to be on the bus. He's to go from A to B. Oh. He doesn't have to be in that waiting room. So I think women should get priority in the waiting room. Stay there for a second. Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Steve.
What's the story, lads?
Well, Steve, Perry is saying it is the height of ignorance if you don't offer up a seat to a pregnant woman on a bus.
Well, they can take it any way they want it. But what I will say is that young ones these days seem to think that being pregnant is a terminal illness, because all they do is complain about it. And I mean really, really complain. You know, where years ago, you know yourself, Miss Kennedy, your mother would have gone shopping and, you know, she would have been pregnant and carrying 10 bags of messages down the road and nobody gave her a hand. Women are no longer women anymore. They're so bloody precious. It's ridiculous. If I get onto a train or a bus and I'm sitting down and I've paid for my seat and a woman gets on the bus or train, I'm not giving up my seat.
No, you're just going to sit there,
are
you?
Yeah, if it was a disabled person, absolutely. Just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you get special privileges.
Okay, so for example, I was on the Dart a couple of weeks ago and a blind man got on with his guide dog, and I immediately got up and escorted him to the seat that I was sitting on, and I sat him down on the seat and he was very grateful. You would do that as well, would you?
Absolutely.
Okay,
for somebody who has a disability, but being pregnant is not a disability, is it?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I wouldn't describe
exactly.
It as such. Yep.
Roll the clock back 100 years. Women had to do a hell of a lot more. Even go into different countries. You know, there's pregnant women who put bales of bananas on their heads and still go out and walk and do all that type of stuff. Whereas over here, they're so pampered and precious.
Okay, let me just throw that to you, Perry. Women nowadays, pregnant women nowadays, are just so pampered and precious. More or less, get over yourself. You're not disabled.
No, like, I don't agree. Like, it's not that we're pressured, like, it's not like we're pampered or anything like that. Like, it is a choice to get pregnant and stuff. But, like, I don't know. Like, I just think that's rude. Like, I do. I do think that's rude. Like, fair enough, we're not disabled ourselves and everything like that. Like, but, like, if you had a wife or partner that was pregnant and she was with the whole time and she came home giving out because no one gave her a seat, would you not go mad?
No, I wasn't. And I was in that position only last year.
And what would you tell her to get? What would you do? Tell her to get a grief?
Yeah, it's not your seat. Somebody else is sitting there. No, she didn't complain about it. She's not that type of person. She never complained about it. But what I can say to people like yourself is... What I can say to you... No, she didn't. What I can say to you is that from listening to you on air today and a lot of other people, I can gather that this preciousness has seeped into your life too. Because your mother had it much harder than you ever did. And I know in my heart and soul, you're the type of person there when you come home, if your hubby had the bath drawn for you and romantic candles and it's making you feel all better about yourself because you're pregnant, which is ridiculous.
Sorry, Steve. Can I just say, Steve, you're being a right dick to that girl. I want to explain something else to you. Yes, women these days who are pregnant are cared for a lot better. And you know the reason why, don't you? You don't. Well, I'm going to explain it to you, the reason why. Okay?
Go
because we have a lot less stillbirths than we did
you know, 40, 50, 60
years. What's that got to do with the double-decker bus?
Listen to me. We have a lot less complicated pregnancies than we did 50, 60 years ago, because science and medicine now understands that when a woman... So you think that's funny? Because when
I'm laughing. I tell you why I'm laughing. It's because you do pull these stats out of your arse and you have nothing to go on.
Okay.
So
hang on. You think infant mortality has gone up or gone down? Which do you think?
No, it's obviously gone down.
It's obviously gone down. And what is
Wait, hold on a second. Cite your source.
Yeah. Well, no, stillbirths have gone down due to better health care that we have.
And nothing to do with the bus.
Nothing to do with the double-decker.
And that we realise that when a woman is going through pregnancy, it is actually a tough time for them. And again, I don't think women should even listen to... And by the way, you're in the same category as Steve there. You're both coming across as misogynistic dinosaurs because you obviously have never been around a pregnant woman. And I feel sorry
for
you.
Again, Jeremy, really? When you're pregnant...
When your daughter gets pregnant, you'll be singing a completely different tune. Yes,
when you are pregnant...
Yes, you will.
You're not sick. You're not... Unless you have morning sickness. And morning sickness has nothing to do with standing on a double-decker bus.
So hang on, if your daughter was pregnant at the moment, Adrian, and she said to you, "Dad," say she was 7 months pregnant at the moment, and she rang in, she says, "Daddy, I want to get the front bedroom painted. Any chance you can come over? Oh, my back is sore, I'm pregnant. Any chance you can come over and paint the front bedroom for me for the little baby?"
Yeah, of course I would.
But she's only pregnant.
No, we can't do it ourselves.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. It's such a brutal example,
well,
by the way.
Well, it's a very good example. There's the hypocrisy of you. So you go...
I'd go and paint my daughter's bedroom. Yes, of course I would, yeah.
But she's only pregnant.
I know, but she's...
She's only pregnant.
I mean, according to these two lads, Perry, being pregnant is just like after eating a cheeseburger. You just feel a bit full, don't you?
Jeremy, I shut up and I let you have your little waffle there, so don't be putting more to my mouth. I never said anything about bleeding cheeseburger.
The point you're trying to make is you're both trying to diss how difficult it is for a woman being pregnant. And if you can't...
And you call... Wait, you also called me a misogynistic dinosaur, yeah?
Yeah.
Do me a favour. Look up the word misogynist.
Well,
You have time.
Stay there for 1 second, Steve, if you can, please. Hang on for 1 second, because I want to play another WhatsApp voice note from a different Steve who sent this in to us about whether or not we should give our seats up to pregnant women on buses.
Here, yous are missing the fucking... You're missing this by the mark by a long way. Like, it's to do with safety. It's nothing to do with... If fat boy falls down, he's not going to kill a fucking child. Sorry for my language, but it's a safety issue. Like, you're forgetting about a fetus here being in danger if it falls... If a woman falls on a bus. Like, Jesus.
Okay, and we had Angela on a while ago, and here's a message for Angela.
Jeremy is right. Fat is not the same as pregnant. The fat people are fat for years and well used to it. Big holes in them, let them lean against something.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Hope you're enjoying this latest Opinions Matter podcast, recorded at our studio in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And we're in the middle of a conversation about whether or not we should automatically give up our seat on a bus to a pregnant woman. We heard the story of a guy who's been slammed, and he really has been slammed, for point blank saying to a pregnant woman, "I'm really sorry for your trouble. I've had a long day as well, and I'm not getting up on off this seat whether you're pregnant or not." And he's been literally slammed online. Louise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. Well, Louise, should we automatically give up our seats to a woman who looks heavily pregnant?
Yeah, I do think so.
Why?
Because, you know, it's not even more so about like that woman like wanting to relax and just, you know, sit back. Like, what if she falls, you know, and hurts herself or hurts the baby? Because like everybody knows, you know, on buses and Lewis's, like it's very easy to lose your balance. Like, or even if the Lewis, like,
okay, but I would argue with you that. I was sitting on a seat on a bus about 6 months ago. And the bus is heading in towards town, and the bus driver slammed the brakes on because a car pulled out in front of him, and I went flying, and I was sitting on the seat. Now,
It would be no different if you're standing. You'd probably be in a better position if you were standing.
I don't think so. I think you'd have more control over your thoughts if you were sitting. Yeah, I know, like, it can happen so suddenly, but I still think if you're sitting, you have more of a balance than standing. You know? And it's other people as well. Like, you see other people, because Lewis gets so busy that, you know, people have nothing to hold on to. And, you know, as when the Lewis is going and coming, people are just falling all over the place, you know. And I just think it's right. And no, pregnancy is not a disability.
No, but, that's exactly the point. That's the argument. Yeah. And what about the argument that we heard from Angela earlier on that she's fat? Now, they were her words, not mine. She's fat.
Yeah.
And she doesn't expect a seat, even though she's carrying extra weight.
Yeah, I'm fat, you know, and I've been pregnant, you know, and carrying a baby in your stomach is much different than carrying a takeaway, you know. When I was pregnant, like, I'm fat, like I said, but when I was pregnant, I had a lot more difficulties. I developed sciatica, I developed pelvic girdle pain, I had to go to work, so I had no choice, I didn't drive, so I was getting two buses to work and two buses home every day, and, you know, the pain that I had, like I really did need to sit down, but you don't really get it. Like,
okay, but Steve, let me go back to you for a second. So there's a lady clearly describing how it is very, very difficult when you're pregnant. You haven't had that experience. I haven't had that experience. Jeremy hasn't had that experience. And none of us are ever likely to either.
But I've been around my wife when she's been pregnant three times, and I can see, she's told me my ankles are swollen.
That's just because she's whining, that's all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
God.
That's
because she's whining. Hold on, Jeremy. I want to pick you up on something, okay?
Yeah.
So you call myself and Mr. Kennedy.
You always do this when you get caught up on
words.
You always try and
distract when you're wrong. So let me get this across to you. Misogyny, dislike or contempt or ingrained prejudice against women.
Means. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so where did me or Adrian show any misogyny today?
That's a good question.
It's not a good question.
You accused us of being misogynists.
Yeah. Well, the way you're talking about women, as in they should just put up and shut up and just, they're being pampered when they're pregnant. A woman deserves to be pampered when she is pregnant.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
By her husband or her boyfriend. Yeah, but not by
strangers.
Not by a stranger on a double-decker bus.
Jesus, whatever happened to common decency, lads?
So women are the ones who have the babies. Men are the ones who go out and do the hard jobs, like walking the sewer.
I would imagine. Have you ever been in a labour ward? No. Okay.
I'm
sure you have. If you think giving birth and going through labour is a walk in the park, then you're a fucking idiot, God forgive me.
Did I say that again? You're putting more than my mouth.
Louise, how do you talk sense to arseholes like this?
I really don't know. Like, and I just don't know, like, where it comes from. Like, I wish I was putting it on when I was pregnant. I really did, because, you know, when you're pregnant, you know, you can't really take anything. No painkillers. You can take, like, paracetamol that hardly does anything, you know. So when we're in pain or we have extra
complications,
we do just have to deal with it. We do just have to deal with it. You know, because
Jesus, and in 9 months' time, they're no longer pregnant. So, you know, you've dealt with it, get over it, and don't complain. I mean, just, what are you all having a good moan about this for?
Because
there's nothing wrong with the women. They're fine. They're healthy. Their babies are healthy. Just because they're made stand. Jesus, you'd swear it was the worst thing in the world that they had to do.
It's not the worst
thing. What is wrong with you people?
If somebody doesn't want to get up, they don't have to get up. That's fine. But common decency, and just know that you're a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a sad person. Like, you know, if you can just sit and look at somebody that's less able to stand and just...
Steve, let me put something, a comment to you that's just come in, and it said, this is all about respect and decency and nothing more and nothing less. Manners, basically. What do you say to that?
Okay, that's their level of manners. My level of manners are offered to people who need it. Pregnant women are just pregnant. Jesus Christ, as I said, there's women across the world who are doing full day's work, you know, carrying shit. And there's women over here, they break a bleeding nail and they're crying and they're all hormonal. I mean, get a grip, lady. Get a grip. You're playing the card too long. And people like me are getting so fed up with it now with this thing.
Okay, so let me ask you then. If you're sitting on a double-decker bus and a heavily pregnant woman gets on and she's holding on to one of the poles as the bus drives off because there are no seats, are you going to hop up out of your seat and say, there's a seat for you?
No, I'll put my headphones on, relax, and enjoy the journey.
And you won't, you'll deliberately not make eye contact with the woman and just leave her standing there?
Yep, absolutely.
Let me ask you another question before we go to the next caller. So you are going into your house, and next door to you lives a pregnant woman. and there's a heavy box in the boot of her car, and she's trying to lift the box out of the car, and she's struggling with it because she's heavily pregnant. Do you go on into your house or do you help her?
I say, well, Fiona, that looks heavy, and you enter the house.
Okay. No, I'm not even that bad.
I don't believe someone could be that much of a prick.
I don't know why you're treating pregnant women like they're fragile little bits of glass. They're not.
No, and no, he is right, by the way. Being pregnant is not a disability.
No,
okay?
No one said it is.
Some people, when they're pregnant, get very sick and can't cope with it, but they would be the exception rather than the rule. Okay?
Well, maybe that woman that you give your seat to is the exception.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Grand, not better.
Now, John, what do you want to say on this?
I agree mostly with you and the rest are saying, like, it's not a disability, it's a choice.
Yeah, I mean, it is as simple as that.
If a woman with very large breasts gets onto the bus, they're known to have extreme back pain from carrying their large breasts. Should you look for them?
And I imagine if you got up on a double-decker bus and you said to a woman, sorry, excuse me, you look like you've very heavy breasts there. Would you like to sit down? You would be bashed up and down the bus. You would.
Yeah. What about a school kid with a 5 or 6 kilo school bag on their back when their bodies are still developing, their muscles are still developing, their bones are still developing? Should we just stand and let anyone sit down?
And that is the question. And that is the debate that we're having here today. Where do you draw the line? A woman with very, very...
Oh, well, I'd always give up my seat for a big, busted woman, I have to say.
You get a clatter, is the point I'm trying to make. If a woman is carrying very heavy breasts, and you said, here, love, you can have my seat, you're not going to see the light of day.
Again, you'll probably be arrested.
Again, you're probably arrested, yeah. But it's the same sort of thing, and this is the point you're trying to make, and it's a very good point, John. It's the same sort of inconvenience. It's the same sort of... effort to carry those heavy breasts as it is to carry a heavy baby.
What do we want? Equal rights. When do we want them? When they sue us. We still want the good stuff, but we also want equal rights.
So let me ask you then, you're on that double-decker bus, you're sitting downstairs because there's no seats upstairs, there are no seats left on the bus, and the pregnant woman gets on. What are you going to do?
I'd treat her as an equal to myself.
So you'd stay sitting down?
Oh, yeah.
You'd try and avoid eye contact with her. So
I wouldn't even mind making eye contact. Standing up, you'd be able to have a wider stance, wider base, more stability.
Yeah, well, I think so as well.
Again, I don't know your situation, your relationship, but I really hope, John, that never happens to a woman who's carrying your child. I really do.
I wouldn't. No, I'd drive her to wherever she needs to go.
Okay, but have a listen to this voice note. Darren has an interesting question.
I'd love to hear your opinion, Jeremy, 10 years ago, before you had kids and you're anti-kids. I would have loved up here then.
That's a very good question.
I'll be honest with you, Darren, my opinion would have been completely different.
Yes.
But people are allowed to change their opinions because of the circumstances.
So you're saying 10 years ago you'd have said, the good luck to her letter stand.
Absolutely, but living with someone who... people are allowed to change their opinions.
Well, here, as I heard from... living with a whinger.
Yeah, go on.
If having a baby is so difficult and so harrowing, why did your wife go and have two more after the first one?
Yeah, if it was that bad.
Because women, believe it or not, John, are a stronger sex than men. And
well, then why would we patronise them and offer them a seat?
Yeah.
Honestly.
But John, had your mother taken that train of thought, you wouldn't be here with us now.
Well, no, she wasn't a whinger or moaner. She had six of us. She never whinged or moaned about it.
Just got on with it.
So no one's talking...
She had to walk 2 kilometres into the nearest town, do the shop and carry it home, or use a trolley to bring it home. Oh. Often with 2 or 3 kids in tow.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I can't believe that.
What part can you not believe?
I just can't believe.
Steve said a while ago that all we have now, and this doesn't apply to all pregnant women, is a load of whingers.
I haven't heard one woman whinging on this show for the last hour. Not one.
With women these days think it's that they're the most important person in the world and that their baby is the most important thing in the world. It is to them. No one else gives a shit.
Yeah. I don't give a shit if somebody's pregnant beside me.
Well.
It's none of my business.
All right.
Yeah. He's getting really offended now. I want to bring in one final call, and that is Damien. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Damien?
How are you?
Damien, should you give up a seat on a bus to a pregnant woman, or would you?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Because it's manners. It's not to do with her being pregnant. Wait, it's manners. That's what's wrong.
And okay, so out of good manners, you would offer a woman a seat. Now, let me just go back to John on the other line. John, have you no manners?
I do. they women have fought for decades for equal rights.
Yes, I agree with that.
He's arguing that men and women are equal, and if he's on the seat, he's keeping the seat because there's nothing wrong with her. She's not disabled, and he's going to treat her as an equal. That's what I heard from you, John. Am I right?
100%.
Okay. So an old lady gets on the seat and she's an equal. So you're not going to give her the seat either.
Would there be priority seat? If I sit in a priority seat for an elderly person, yes, I'll give up.
Well, okay. But
if you're not know, if you're not sitting in the priority
seat. I was saying all the manners to give people respect.
Well, if a fat person got on, would you get up for them out of respect?
Well, there's nothing to do with their weight.
But it's uncomfortable for a fat person to stand for a long time, especially on a moving vehicle. Surely it's respectful to let them sit down.
Well, why wouldn't you let them sit down then?
But would you? And to your girl that was on earlier,
she said, oh, she asked somebody and they got and she got told off. Well, the girl telling her off didn't have manners to her, did she? At least she asked.
But you haven't answered my question. If a fat person got onto the bus, would you immediately say, oh, here's a seat, love?
Why not? I did answer yes. Why not? Yeah.
What? So you would?
Yeah.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
Well, I'll put it this way. I have got a disability, but you can't see it. So how do you know I have a disability?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. So you would give your seat to somebody with a disability. But how would you know who has a disability if it's unseen disability?
Well, generally they say, oh, if X or Y or Z wrong with me, because would you mind if I sat down?
Well, then that means I'm being honest. See, I've got X, Y, or Z. You know, if your girl is pregnant, you see, it's safety as well as somebody, other callers have said.
What's unsafe about standing when pregnant?
What's unsafe about somebody pregnant? So she's standing when pregnant, the bus breaks very quickly and falls.
Sorry, Damien, basic ergonomics.
I have to say, I agree with what John is saying here. I was on a bus a couple of months ago, and the bus driver slammed on his brakes. I was sitting down, and I went flying. Somebody who was standing up held on to the pole, and they were grand. So I was actually in a worse state.
Okay, right. Okay, that was that case, Adrian. But I mean, Matt, but you're all. Steve was on going earlier, going saying that people back in the day had manners. So, yeah, everybody had manners. You give your seat up for somebody who's pregnant and got a disability.
Okay, so you, as far as you're concerned, it's as simple as that. This is about manners, yeah. And you would always. But as far as you're concerned, John, this is about equality, and women who are pregnant aren't any different to you as a non-pregnant man.
No. Or anyone carrying a bit of weight or that, or anything like that. There's not a disability, it's not an illness.
All right, thanks very much indeed. And we'll squeeze in the final word from Trevor.
Gary, you have to remember, man, your opinions are like assholes. Everyone has them. And I don't know why I bother to try to change Steve, the asshole's mind. He's misogynistic, hates women, seems to hate everybody, but goddamn if that man does not love himself. If he was a Cadbury chocolate bar, he'd eat himself all day long. Good topic, boys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Trevor. And thank you, all of you. Interesting conversation. By the way, just for the record,
yes,
I actually do give up my seat on a bus when a heavily pregnant woman is there. I have done only recently.
Yeah, you are rolling back on that one.
No. I was merely playing devil's advocate, if you will. I don't see that I have to. I don't believe that I have to give up my seat. Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.